The first reading is Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 48. This text picks up with Peter in the household of Cornelius. He has both of them have sort of acknowledged how they got to this place, the point of meeting. Peter has acknowledged that it would be under the law. It was very incorrect for him to be there, but that he has received a word from the Lord directing him to go, and now he wants to find out what Cornelius wants from him. And in verse 33, Cornelius tells him that the whole household wants to hear everything that God has commanded him. Verse 34, an oixas de Petros tot stoma epen, ep aletheas katalambanomai hoti uk esten prosopo lemptes hotheos. An oixas, aorist active participle of an oigo, Peter, when Peter opened the mouth, or Peter opened, simply Peter opened his mouth and said. Epi plus the genitive, sort of a truth, truly. I am perceiving, katalambanomai, present middle indicative, sort of apprehending. I am understanding. I've sort of arrived at the place where I really understand that God is not a respecter of persons. Prosopolemptes, a compound of prosopon and lambano, a woodenly sort of take face. It is, I think, suggestive of something like Isaiah 11:3, where the shoot from the stump of Jesse does not judge according to what he sees or hears, but judges according to what is right, righteousness, and according to justice, mishpat. Here, it is that God, the Father, sort of judges likewise. It is not something that is based on appearances or associations, but something more deep. And that is indicated in verse 35. Al en panti ethne ha phobumenos altan kai ergazomenos de kaiosunen dektas alto esten. God is not a regarder of persons, or of appearances, but in every nation, the one who is fearing him, phobumenos, a present middle participle, and who is working, ergazomenos, also present middle participle, working righteousness, is acceptable to him. Dektos, acceptable. But I think we need to pay attention to the fact that it isn't simply a potentiality capable of being accepted, but that in fact this is the, you know, God's acceptance of the one who fears him and does what is right. Verse 36, ton logon hun ap este len tois huiois Israel euangelizomenus erenein dia Jesu Christu, hutos esten panton curias. New sentence, and I think some, like ESV, may have something like as for the word or as to the word which he sent to the sons or children of Israel, proclaiming as good news peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. That ton logon is the object of he sent, which is to say God sent, is something that actually becomes a structural kind of device for some more of this particular text. So that ton logon is an important sort of setup. Ap este len, an aorist active indicative of apostello, and again, God is the sender. Verse 37, humes oidate ta genomenon rhema katholes tes judaios arxamenos apotes galileas meta to baptisma ha ekeruxen Ioannes. Emphatic, the pleonastic independent personal pronoun, you yourselves know. The thing that became, you know, the what happened, ta genomenon hrema. Throughout, kath holes tes judaios, throughout the whole of Judea, arxamenos, an aorist middle participle of archo, beginning from Galilee, which is sort of, say, also say beginning in Galilee, since Nazareth in Galilee is where Jesus began his ministry. Meta ta baptisma, after, meta plus the accusative, after the baptism which John proclaimed. Keruxen, aorist active indicative of Keruso. Then verse 38, Yesun, notice that is accusative, and I'm going to sort of try to make the case that it agrees with ton logon. God sent the word, God sent Jesus, the one, ton apo Nazareth, the one who is from Nazareth. Hos echresen alton hotheos, pneumati hagio kai dunamé. Hos dielthen eu ergeton kai iomenos pantas tus kata dunastium omenos hupo tu diabolu hoti hotheos ein met altu. Jesus, the one from Nazareth, as God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about de eilthen, aorist active indicative of de erchomai. You ergeton, a doing good, present active participle, and healing. E omenos, also in this case present middle participle of iaomai, healing all the ones being oppressed by the devil. Kata dunastu omenos, omenus, a present middle participle of kata dunastuo, to be dominated. And he does this under the anointing of God, hoti hotheos ein met altu, because God is with him. Verse 39, and we, hemes, martures panton hon epoi eisen en te tehora ton judaion kai en Jerusalem hon kai an elan kremasantes epi shulo. And we, again emphatic, we are witnesses of all all what he did in the country, Hora, the country of the Jews, and in Jerusalem. Who, Han, again, notice another accusative, who or whom also they did away with hanging by hanging on a tree. The day of the Jews and of Jerusalem. An elon, aorist active indicative of an aireo, I think ESV renders it as killed. That's certainly the implication or significance of it, even though it, here it's not expressly a lexical entry for kill. And by hanging on a tree, kremasantes, aorist active participle of kremanumi. Verse 40, tuton ha theos egeren en te trite hemera, kai eroken alton emphane genestai. This one, again, an accusative, God raised, egeren, aorist active of egero, on or in the third day, and gave Edoken, aorist of Didomi, gave him to be visible or to be appearing, the emphane genestai, the genestai aorist middle infinitive of ginomai. Verse 41, upanti tolao ala martusin tois pro keher otone menois hupa tu theu hemen hoitenes sun f agomen kai sun epiomen alto meta to anastenai alton eknekron, made him visible to become visible, not to all the people, it's the first phrase, but to the witnesses, the martusin tois, and that's another mouthful there, pro kecherotonemenois, to the ones chosen, sort of hand-picked by God. That group is to us, the ones, who ate with him and drank with him after he was raised from the dead. Verse 42, kai par engelen hemen keruxai to lao kai dia marturastai hati hutos esten ha horismenos hupa tu theu krites zonton kai nekron. And he commanded us to preach to the people, and to bear witness that he is the one appointed by God as a judge of the living and of the dead. Excuse me, my eyes skipped a line there. Verse 43, tuto pantes hoi prophetai marturusin Officin hamartion labain dia tu onomatos altu panta ton pistuanta ace alton. To him, or to this one, and again, this now it's a dative rather than an accusative, but again, it is fronting the figure of of Christ, the Word, Jesus, and the other indications of this sort of pulling, always pulling Jesus, his identity, to the front. To him, all the prophets bear witness. Bear witness that all who are believing in a condition of believing on him receive forgiveness of sins through or on account of his name. Notice that it is the panta ton pistuanta eison alton. That panta is the accusative, which is the subject of the labain, subject of the infinitive, to receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Verse 44, eti laluntas tu petru tahremata tauta epepesen ta pneuma ta hagion epipantas tu akuantas ton logon. Peter is still speaking. So while Peter is still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. Verse 45, kai exestesan hoi ek peritomes pistoi hosoi sun eilthan to petro hoti kai epi ta ethne he dorea tu hagiu pneumatas ekekutai. And they were amazed. Who? The ones, the believers of the circumcision, or out of the circumcision, ek peritomes. So the Jewish believers are astonished. Ex esteson from existemi, to be amazed. Believers from the circumcision, the Jewish believers who have accompanied Peter, because now also upon the nations, the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out. Verse 46, Ekuon gar alton lalunton glossais kai megalunton ton theon tote apekrithe petros. The astonishment of the people is also then sort of added to by the fact now in verse 46, for they began to hear the Gentiles in Cornelius's household. They began to hear them speaking in tongues and giving praise, great praise, to God. Then Peter responded at this point really to the phenomenon. 47, meti to hudor dunatai kolusai tis tu me baptisthenai tutus hoitinus to pneuma to hagion elabon hos kai he mes. Meti introduces a question that expects a negative answer, and then just sort of notice how this is the way he words his question usually gets sort of turned around into a, you know, something easier to easier to describe or answer as something requiring a negative response. But here we've got a couple of negatives sort of, you know, bouncing around with each other. So it's along the lines, surely there is no one who would refuse or who is able to refuse water so that these can be such that these would not be baptized, which is to say, surely no one would refuse water so that these people can be baptized. These very sort of these very ones, or the ones on whom the who have received the Holy Spirit, as also we. Of course, the answer is no. No one can refuse. Verse 48: Pros etaxen de altus en to onomati Jesu Christu baptisthenai tota erotesan alton epimenai hemeras tinas. And so he, Peter, now commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they, the members of the household, asked or besought him to remain 7 days. Again, I think there's an important sort of linkage that the word God sent is Jesus, whom God anointed and who went around doing good work, the one whom others, the people in Judea, the Jews and Jerusalem, killed by hanging him on a cross, the one whom God raised, the one on whom people are to believe, and so forth. That it's an awkward structure for us and probably isn't faithfully represented in the way our English texts are laid out, but it shows how Peter brings Jesus continually to the forefront of his sentence structure, and so emphasizes how everything finds its center in the person and work of Christ. It's a long text, probably not one where one uses the entire text as the basis for a sermon. Here are what I would regard as some sermon possibilities. One, to recognize and to emphasize that the gospel is for ta ethne, for the nations. Another is to emphasize the matter of acceptance, dektos, or welcome. Early in my parish ministry, I preached on this text and emphasized the matter of acceptance. God accepts people, and that is in a world where things like racism and so on continue to be a factor. The matter of acceptance is something we need to understand, that we have been accepted, and therefore we accept others. Certainly the proclamation of peace, that is the good news, peace with God, and there is a peace that issues from that peace with God that brings peace among people. The matter of chosen witnesses. Remember that in believing the testimony of the eyewitnesses, as the scriptures declare, we too have seen the risen Christ. And you can emphasize the witness side of that or the chosenness. God has chosen us. He has claimed us as his own for our own salvation, but also placed his name on us in baptism so that we will be witnesses as well. Clearly, we do eat and drink with the risen Christ in the sacrament. And finally, since we have received freely what was first sent to Israel, now we are in a position and have a commission that we may give that gospel freely to others.